Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Revolution, living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile. Ventilated other song, in the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine in me. Jesus, provide, conquer death, inside my soul, he alive. I see no lie, charge it, watch yourself. Revelation, quick as a world war, on an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn all. Let them separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, if they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said. Jesus, the Christ, like, it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we getting in them. Body poison, listeners, and spitting venom. Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenge. Why they worship landmarks and palaces? Apocalypse and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins and all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a world, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in a book, that news tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine in his precise. Here he's Satan,
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it through the daylight. Make it through the daylight, we gon' make it through the daylight by the
living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile. Ventilated another song, in the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine in me. Jesus, provide, conquer death, inside my soul, he alive. I see no lie, charge it, watch your step. Revelation, quick as a world war, on an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn all. Let them separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, if they go there. On the regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said. Jesus, the Christ, like, it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we getting in them. Body poison, listeners, and spitting venom. Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and fallacies. Apocalypse and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins and all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a world, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in a book, that news tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine in his precise. Here he's Satan,
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it through the daylight. Make it through the daylight, we gon' make it through the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it till the daylight. Make it till the daylight. We gon' make it till the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood.
Yeah. Getting it all done with faith. Ripping the blood, I'm still praying for those on the threshold, but don't break. Hey, however long did it take? No devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones, I still pray for you, but no tubers up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take a log out from your own eye, make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No noose of blood that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ, and I plead over your life. Jesus, the giver of infinite literature. Yep. The healer of medicine living you, yeah. I'm living my enemies up in my living room, living with memories, demon they get at you, soldier I'm living it, Jesus I come to you, huh. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show, huh. Everybody need Christ, yeah bruh, I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show, huh. Everybody need Christ, yeah bruh,
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it till the daylight, make it till the daylight, we gon' make it till the daylight by the
scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ the elixir, the elevated master, blood of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, break off. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. Until Satan, I'm a bomb first, word addict. While the past is slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say souls will go into hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell, we are, no cowards running. Some people just fail to lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days are ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate upon the flow. Talk rap, making it for limbs go crack. Doing this from way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did he really say that? It don't really matter
ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I be running with Yeshua, you guess how? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top till my head gets sharp and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it till the daylight. Make it till the daylight, we gon' make it till the daylight. Bottom look, we gon' make it bottom look. Make it till the daylight, bottom look. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it till the daylight.
Looking at my life, I can see I have no regrets. Yeah, I know I'm blessed, towards the mark I pressed. Even when I had this world sitting on my chest, y'all can have that stress, and you can keep your guilt. Yeah, I did my mess, but that was why the blood was spilt. Lord, I'm saying yes to your way and will. My past is laid to rest, future's looking trill. Yeah, it's looking fresh, my God is so real. I see me less and less since Jesus took the will. This is a process, character getting built. You see my progress, I deaded a lot of filth. That corroded flesh was smelling like rotted milk. I'm taking big steps, still got a lot of flesh to kill. You know the deal, it's deadly suicide. That's how we keep it real, we keep it tight. We fighting day and night, that's how we can survive. We know we died and he is by our side. We know that he forgives and that he lives, and therefore there is no condemnation. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, strong, strong. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, even if I failed the test. Looking at my life, I can see I have no regrets. I'm on the left, hand side of the Father at his death. Don't you know I am the robber, committed theft and all sorts of other crimes, but he paid my debt. And that is why I can say I have no regrets. To regret the past is like a self-reject. We can't change the past, so yo, what does that prove? You can only keep your head up and stay on the move. Stay on your knees. My people kissing crack pipes to forget their sins. Others hang from chandeliers to cut the oxygen. Out with the pain and guilt to let the toxins in. We pass the judgment but don't know what kind of box they in. We gotta love and make sure we never lack heart. Without the Lord I could have been the one with track marks. I thank him daily for forgiveness and a fresh start, and for the strength to press on towards the mark.
Towards the mark I press, away from pain and stress. My past was laid to rest, I failed the many tests. Nailed and couldn't rest, even though it was blessed. See Christ pursued me a wretch, qualified as the best. He took me through the steps, and grace and mercy kept. Repentance daily, yes, he never failed me, no. Some days I let him go, and still he loves me so. The savior of my soul, any regrets can go. See, my life is in Christ, so when I think about my past, all of the struggles and the pain and the things that I went through, I realized, man, that, you know, God's grace and mercy got me through those situations. See, God kept me through every single trial, every single test. It was just his love for me to get me to a turning point to where I would turn to Christ.
See, it's a fight to grow. Some nights was living low, so trifling didn't know just which way to go. I heard he wrote a path, in ignorance I laughed. Pretty soon I crashed, failed at the pursuit of cash. I couldn't do the math, and if you add the days and all the nights I prayed, man, you would be amazed. You see, it equals grace, and I'd have seen a change. The old man's erased, the new man's in pace, and Christ leads the way. Any mistakes that I make, I'm coming through it by faith. My character is shaped through every single trial. See, I patiently wait, cause I know that he's great, and he makes no mistakes. And see, his grace just done been too good for me to let these wolves creep, come and ruin the sheep, or pull the wool over their eyes. I'm determined in this life, I'ma live it all for Christ. Man wore through the pain, and to die is to gain. Christ done rescued me, man, should've been resting in flames, so I ain't playing no games. Now you can call me insane, you can say I can't, man, try to cancel my dreams, but through Christ, see, I can do all things, including visions and dreams. No regrets to sing, devil got no debts to bring, and even the doubt he slings, cast out in the name of the King. And everything that I do, you see, I do in his name. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause see, it made me strong. Yeah, it made me strong. Like David in the Psalms, I'ma carry on. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause yeah, it made me strong. Yeah, it made me strong, 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 strong.
On the beat, boy.
Man, I know we all fall down. I'm wondering how much too much. Stumble on the same life, not new stuff. I just wanna get up and stay off the ground. They say you win some, lose some. If I had it my way, I wouldn't lose none. He did not make me a loser.
What happened when this thing get repetitive? All week I've been getting hella wins. Last night, thank God for deliverance. Just woke up and took a elegant. I know that God got the medicine. I gotta let it in. I gotta. But what if I never win? What if I never win? I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling, I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling, I'll keep calling. Just know I'm still all in, Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling on you. How many times can I keep slipping? I need a reconditioned mind. Could it be an addiction I have? And who gets to choose where to draw the line? I just wanna be obedient, God. Grace and mercy, I'm in need of it, God. I believe it if you speak into God. But could you help my unbelief in it, God? And I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me here beaten, scarred. Complete what you started in me, I'ma need you to keep me, Lord. I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling, I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling, I'll keep calling. Just know I'm still all in, Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling.
Scripture, my lifestyle with Jesus, Yeshua, the answer, believe it. Reading out Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. They be trying to separate the Lord from being the son of God, the false religion dwelling at a peak. I know it's hard, they mislead, claiming that they God. Better watch what you say, playing like they are. Hey, it's a blessing, we put the music to it. And I ain't stressing, nope, the lessons still pursue it. The Lord mentioned it's a treasure, hoping you get through it. I know you will, cause God's will is the truest. And never turn your back on your brother. And pray for your enemies, keep it covered. And this is what it is, what have we discovered? And we handling our business, knowing Christ love us. Knowing Christ love us. Progress, blessed with the wisdom and the knowledge. Did more praying in the prison than I ever did in college. The caliber of rare style, the temperature of common. Faith-based literature and real brothers farming. Blessed by Yeshua, honest, standing in the promise. Raise kids, handle economics. No political stance, I pray for them honest. Picture if the ballot is blank and you wake up in the IRA, it's out of the bank. Last days, knowing Jesus is what Lucifer ain't. Fallen angels got entangled when they made the mistake. Tell the youngins, have faith, know your future is great. Plant the seed with the word, never feed them with faith. Never break, we unbreakable, I'm crushing the snake. No discussion, debate, this percussion sitting right in front of heaven's gate. Lord Christ, Jesus, let me be precise. Sharper than a double-edged sword, it's the prophecy of life. Lucifer lies like he imitates light. Keep the Lord in a fight, vanity is hellbound. Mirrors get cracked, keep the faith, never spellbound. Wage war in the spirit realm, and because of that, life is feeling better now. Be a psalmist on solid ground. I remember when I started, they would laugh clown. Till I came back around, sounds open ground. Never tripping off fame, you can keep it now. Yeah, it's going down. Praying over counterparts with an open heart. And through the struggle, never forgetting God love you. Never forgetting we get what we get from you. We keep the faith, knowing we know in Christ coming.
You were always there. Living every day through this thing called life. This world full of sin that we live in brings so much strife. It makes someone question why all the transgression. The real problem is nobody knows the line of succession. But I know a man who'll hold your hand through your journey, 'cause he wrote the master plan. Jehovah, with him it's already over. Sit back, take a seat, your needs he will meet. He's always there.
Always there. My God is always there.
When you don't see him, life seems so grim, and it feels like it's unfair. You go, just always know, wherever this life takes you, my God, he won't forsake you. Just have the faith and know he's never too late. And when you come out, you scream and you shout of how God's so great. Your test isn't phony, it's forming your testimony. With God on your side, I promise you'll never be lonely.
Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. And this episode right here, this episode here, we on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. All right? Did you know you can feed your spirit and faith with the Word of God? Yeah, did you know you can feed, yeah, you and whoever is willing, we can feed our spirit and faith with the Word of God, a.k.a. the Holy Bible. Did you know that? Okay. Let me just feed your flesh, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks and stuff, and don't ever feed your faith. Come on now. Faith is the one that's everlasting. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Live by faith in God. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in again. This episode, we are still feeding our faith in God so we can give him more glory. And that's right. Yeah, we study the word so we can, you know, show ourselves approved unto God, not to judge the world. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So we feed our faith in God so we can give him more glory with our lives. That's right. And increase our faith in him as well. Thank you for giving us understanding, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and displaying it and letting us experience it. Father, just continue to have your way. Let your kingdom come. Yeah, let your will be done. Let your kingdom mindset come to our minds as well. And your kingdom mindset, your kingdom heart, let it come into our lives, Father. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Yeah, your will be done in our lives as well, Father, as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for still teaching and revealing your truth to us. Continue to exalt Jesus through us, Holy Spirit. Don't let us quench the Holy Spirit. Let us just submit to you, Father, and resist the devil and make him flee. Let us continue to deny our selfish ways and to take up our crosses and to follow Jesus all the way through. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, catch us live. If you can, if you want to, if you're around, catch us live on Tuesdays. We record live or broadcast live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. You can listen anytime from the archives. All you have to do is just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and tune in, yeah, through Blog Talk or what have you. But it's always on Blog Talk, so When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, don't just Google it. All right? And tune right on in. We appreciate you. And remember, Jesus, yeah, loves you for real. You don't feel like you're loved by anybody or anything. You don't mean nobody. Remember, Jesus. Yeah, God is love. So Jesus loves you. Uh-huh. And we got love. And we don't hate humans. But that's Satan. That's sin. Yeah, this worldly way, the worldly mindset. Yeah, we got a problem with that. We hate that. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man. Ready for the scriptures. If you have your Bible. And I hope you do have your Bible. If you're able to sit. You know, sometimes, and especially these days, we have to multitask. Don't be on the go, but you can put your earbuds in, right? And listen, as faith comes by. Or I suggest you do, you know, not the earbuds, but the beats, you know what I'm saying? Or something, the headphones, you know what I'm saying? But however it goes, you have to listen, though. Just listen, as faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. So if you can sit and get the Bible, get the Word, anytime you're listening to the Word, please read along with whoever you're listening to when they read the scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? So it's good if you can follow along and find out. All right? And me, I try not to rush. When we're doing these Bible studies and everything, I try not to rush, period. But especially when we doing these Bible studies, because it's more of teaching. You know what I'm saying? Teaching Tuesdays. Yeah. The Holy Spirit be teaching, and He teaches us, and He preaches. Yeah. Leads us and guides us into all of the truth. But that being said, turn your Bibles or pull it up on your computer, however you do it, internet. First Kings, chapter 20. First Kings chapter 20 is where we're starting at. But it's hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. First Kings chapter 20, and we're going to start at verse 1, give you a few more seconds to find it. First Kings chapter 20, while you're still looking, let me read this inspirational card up in here. Got to remind you, you are eternally secure, okay? You are eternally secure. You ready? If you don't know what that means, listen to this. This is what Jesus says about us who believe in Him, who follow in Him. It says, I give eternal life, or He says, I give eternal life to them. You get eternal life. You get to live forever. Now, not on the earth. You got to get changed to immortal. I give eternal life to them, and excuse me, they will never perish. Eternal life. Jesus is the one giving us eternal life. Jesus is the one saying that we will never perish. And no one, He didn't even say nobody. So when He say no one, that's including the spirit realm. That's including Satan and them demons, right? Evil. No one will snatch them out of my hand, is what Jesus says. I give them eternal life. I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I'm going to read it one more time. This inspirational card, talking about how secure we are. And we're secure for eternity. You know what I'm talking about? I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And that's Jesus saying that. All right, so now we're ready for 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 1 says, now Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together, 32 kings, right? 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and made war against it. So making war against Samaria, Ben-Hadad, and 32 kings. Verse 2 says, then he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, thus says Ben-Hadad, or Ben-Hadad. This is what he's saying. Got this message going on here. Verse 3 says, your silver and your gold are mine. Mm-mm. What? Your silver and your gold are mine. Your loveliest wives and children are mine. What? Ooh. Let me keep reading. I don't want to jump the gun here. Oh, no. God, you're yours. This is what he sent a message to Ahab, into the city of Ahab, king of Israel. Your silver is mine. Your gold is mine. Your loveliest wives and children are mine. What? But it's mine. But you saying it's yours? Let's keep reading. Hold on. I'm getting amped up. Hold on. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 4 says, and the king of Israel answered and said, my lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours. Uh-oh. Well, he ain't fight back or nothing. That's why I say, let me calm down. Because I was getting up in there myself. Verse 5, though. 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 5, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the crisis. I'm your homie Oasis, man. All right. Hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. All right. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 5 says, then the messengers came back and said, thus speaks Ben-Hadad, saying, indeed, I have sent to you, saying, you shall deliver to me your silver, your gold, your wives, and your children. But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house, and they and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put in their hands and take it. Y'all see this, boy? That sounds evil as a mug. First of all, your wives and your children, and your silver and your gold, so all your money, your business, and your wives and your children are mine, is the message. And then Buddy said, okay, you said it. And now, whatever you, you know, we're going to come search. I'm going to send my messengers in there to search, my servants in there to search your house and the houses of your servants. And it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, yeah, whatever is pleasant in your eyes, not the stuff that you don't care about, they will put in their hands and take it. Verse 7 says, so the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble. For he sent to me for my wives, my children, my silver, and my gold, and I did not deny him. Verse 8 says, and all the elders and all the people said to him, do not listen or consent. Now you said, no. Now you're talking to your peeps over here, and they're telling you, no, no. Well, you said you agree. Yeah, he agreed with him. He didn't, you know, resist. And he said, I did not deny him. But the elders and all the people said to him, in verse 8, do not listen or consent to him. Right? 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 9 says, therefore he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, tell my lord the king all that you sent for to your servant the first time I will do, but this thing I cannot do. Okay? Tell my lord the king all that you sent for to your servant the first time I will do, but this thing I cannot do. And the messengers departed and brought back word to him. Verse 10 says, then Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, the gods do so to me and more also if enough dust is left of Samaria for a handful for each of the people who follow me. So these threats going on right here from Ben-Hadad. You know what I'm talking about? The king of Syria, Ben-Hadad. Now we in 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 11 says, so the king of Israel, though, this ain't the king of Syria, that's Ben-Hadad, but the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not the one who puts on his armor boast like the one who takes it off. And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he and the kings were drinking at the command post, that he said to his servants, get ready. Uh-oh. Get ready. It sounds like it's about to pop off up in this thing. Get ready. And they got ready to attack the city. Verse 13 says, suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus says the Lord. Yeah, the Lord got a message for you. This is a message from the Lord for you, king of Israel. Have you seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will, yeah, because you remember Ben-Hadad, and he got 32 kings, and you know them 32 kings got armies, right? And Ben-Hadad, whoever he got, okay. Now, we in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13 says, suddenly a prophet approached. Yeah, a prophet is a man or a woman who coming. with a message from God, for real. I'm talking about a true prophet now. Suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, and the Lord overrides what man says. God's word and God's words over what man says. Yeah, over man's words, over humans' words, over his words and over her words. God's words and God's word over all that. So, it's in the prophet. This is what the Lord says. Have you seen all this great multitude? All them kings and all the armies, right? Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So it don't matter what they say, because when they threatening you, when Satan threatening you and whoever he doing it through, it's empty. Because God fights for you. Yeah, God showed up. And God say, you see that big old army and all them folks, 32 kings and their armies and all, whatever, however many they got. You see this great multitude, verse 13. Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today. I'm talking about to defeat them all for you and deliver them into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus says the Lord, by the young leaders. That's what I'm talking about. By the young leaders. Yeah, the younger generation. The hip hop generation, the Generation X and beyond. Us. Yeah, we ain't old as Joe Byron, Biden them. We ain't old as Fauci them, man, all them political figures, whoever y'all name, Pelosi. They old as he. So compared to them, yeah, we still young up in this thing. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, I ain't even in my late 40s or nothing. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so thus says the Lord, by the young leaders of the provinces. Young leaders. He's talking to us. By the young leaders of the provinces. Then he said, who will set the battle in order? And he answered, you will. You. Yeah, you. You're going to set the battle in order. Uh-oh. Yeah, God got something for you to do. Verse 15 says, then he mustered the young leaders of the provinces, and there were 232. All right, 232. And after them he mustered all the people, all the children of Israel, 7,000. So 7,232 people of the Lord. People with faith in God, yep. Right here. So they went out at noon. Meanwhile, Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings helping him were getting drunk. They doing what? They getting drunk at the command post. You getting drunk, you throw your whole mind off. I'm trying to throw your whole brain off. Getting drunk is dangerous. It's so dangerous you can hurt yourself bad. And while you're drunk, you don't even know you're hurt. But then when you sober up, then you know you're, boy. And then you be like, oh, let's drink again. Like, bro, that's a problem. So they over there getting drunk at the command post. Mm-hmm. Party hardy. Right, y'all supposed to be going to war, drinking. They back loose, getting drunk. Verse 17 says, the young leaders of the provinces went out first. And Ben-Hadad sent out a patrol, and they told him, saying, men are coming out of Samaria. So he said, if they have come out for peace, take them alive. And if they come out for war, take them alive. Take them alive both ways, right? Let's read it again. Verse 18, 1 Kings chapter 20. Appreciate you tuning in. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 18. So he said, if they have come out for peace, take them alive. And if they have come out for war, take them alive. Verse 19, then these young leaders of the provinces went out of the city with the army. Mm-hmm. The army ain't playing no games. The army of the Lord, that right. So with the army which followed them, and each one killed his man, so the Syrians fled. And Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the cavalry. So he running too, because y'all over here getting drunk. Yeah. But God see. And God let that, I'm talking, he let the alcoholic beverages taste so good too. Let it taste so good to them. They forgot they were out there to fight, didn't they? Yeah, at the command post. That's where the army meet up at, ain't it? Okay, let's go. We in 1 Kings chapter 20. They get drunk. They got drunk. Now he running. Verse 21. 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 21. Then the king of Israel went out and attacked the horses and chariots and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. Now, do that sound anything like the people who say they got faith in God today? These Christians, what they call themselves? They all soft and get slapped all around. They don't never, ain't got no fight, no buck in them, man. That ain't what we of. We of the kingdom of God. Yeah. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. We also know that Jesus is the lamb and the lion, too. Yeah, turn the other cheek. You got two of them. That's it. They did this, and they can do something else. Now, take that. Now, hey, watch yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Lamb and lion here. Yeah, greater is he that's in us. So, now, back over here. 1 Kings chapter 20, and these are the ones that's fighting for God and killing for God right here. All right, 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 21, says, then the king of Israel went out and attacked the horses and chariots and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, go strengthen yourself, take note, and see what you should do, for in the spring of the year, that's where we at now, too. That's amazing. For in the spring of the year, the king of Syria will come up against you. All right? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Wow. Father, be on it. All right, so then the servants of the king of Syria said to him, their gods, this is lowercase G-O-D-S, their gods, and it's plural too. They're not just one single god. Their gods, which really are not God, okay? So that they may, and calling them gods. So they're just like with superstars. They call them idols, right? Mm-hmm. Treat them like gods, right? They are humans, though. Made to be, I'm talking about made to be treated like that by other humans, though. Want other humans to treat another human being like they just a god and fall out and all this about a human. We call them superstars, celebrities, you know, them people. Mm-hmm. So, verse 23, then the servants of the king of Syria said to him, their gods are gods of the hills. So, these are the servants of the king of Syria. Don't understand, it's just this one almighty God. So, he talking about their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But if we fight against them in the plain, surely we will be stronger than they. See, they don't understand. Because they don't know God. They calling God gods. Their gods is fighting for the gods of the hills. If we fight them in the plain, fight them right here on this flatland, we got them, Charlie. So let's keep reading and see if they got them, Charlie. You know what I'm talking about? 1 Kings. Chapter 20, we already know how it go. Verse number 24, 1 Kings, chapter 20, verse 24 says, so do this thing, dismiss the kings, each from his position, and put captains in their places, and you shall muster an army like the army that you have lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot. Then we will fight against them in the plain. Surely we will be stronger than them or than they. And he listened to their voice and did so. So it was in the spring of the year that Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. He wanted to pick a fight. He wanted to fight against Israel again. So it's Ben-Hadad mustering up the Syrians like he did the first time. Verse 27 says, and the children of Israel were mustered and given provisions, and they went against them. Now the children of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats. Yeah, strategic. They encamped already in position like two flocks of goats while the Syrians filled the country. It's a whole bunch of them, but it's a little bit like two flocks of goats right here. Verse 28 says, then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, thus says the Lord. Your life, you want to always listen to what the Lord is saying. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will be the one to direct your paths. Yeah, throughout life, always listen to what the Lord. Now, if he is your Lord, now he already Lord. That means he's over everything. Now, if he is your Lord, that means you took it and made it personal. He's not only just over everything. You done made him personal and made him life, made him over your life and everything in your life too. Your Lord, my Lord, right? So, always look and do what look for what the Lord says and do what he says. So a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, this is what the Lord says. Because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. This is what they said. Because the Syrians have said, enemies of God have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valley. See, you can't listen to somebody who don't know the Lord and let them tell you about the Lord, especially if you know the Lord and you know more about him than they do. Why would I listen to what a stranger said? A stranger to the Lord, my Lord, right? Why would I listen to what they saying? Now, Jesus said, we can understand it even better. We're not going to listen to strangers. My sheep know my voice. And strangers, they not going to listen to. That's what Jesus said. Yeah, we can hear the still small voice. We can hear the wind. We can hear the fire. Right? We can hear the earthquake, the wind. Okay, we can hear the fire. But we also can hear the still small voice. So, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not of the valleys, is what they said. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I'm going to do it again. I'm gonna even strengthen your faith, because you gonna know that I'm the Lord. So when God does things in our lives, that proves that he is who he said he is, right? Everything God has told you, you should see this stuff happening. Even if all of it ain't happened yet, you should see some of it, and you know that it was him, because he gonna prove it. You gonna know that I'm the Lord, right? Now, they talking about I'm just the God of the hills. They don't understand. I fight you on the ground and I fight you on the hill, cuz. Yeah, that's the Lord, bruh. Verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 20. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 29. And they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. 7 days, a whole week. So it was that on the seventh day. See, it's something about the seventh time. The seventh day. So it was that on the seventh day, the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000. Yeah, the children of Israel are the ones that got faith in God. It look real different from the ones we talking about. They Christian these days in Israel. Mm-mm. Yeah, the sons of God. Because of Jesus, that's who we are. So the children of Israel killed 100,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians in one day. 100,000. That's a lot of soldiers getting killed by Israel. This go to let you know, The God, G-O-D, he ain't no punk. And neither are his people. So you got to realize, if you got that coward in you, get that out of you. Ask God to put that courage in you. Take the coward out and ask God to put that courage in you. Be bold. Yeah, the devil is already defeated. Don't let him scare you. He's scared of the Jesus that's in you. He's scared of you. God keeps increasing your faith. Keep putting more anointing on you. So don't be scared of no devil. We don't back up when evil come. We stand up. Yeah, and make evil back up, because greater is he that's in us. Yeah, we ain't so big and bad, but Jesus, yeah. We see him right now, how God do it, how God handling business, man. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, 100,000 of them killed 100,000 in one day. Verse 30 says, but the rest fled. So it's even more than 100,000. And Israel, remember, they like two flocks of goats right here. Yeah, greater is the one that's in you. I can send you out as sheep among wolves, because the one that's in you, Jesus Christ, the one you got your faith in, he is greater in you. He's the one that's greater. He's lamb and lion. He's the Lord. He's greater than all these wolves. Because the lambs that go out among the wolves got the lion in them. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The lion will tell wolf up. Now make the whole pack run. Just get your, get on up out of here now. Yes, sir. So, verse 30. First Kings chapter 20. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, and we in First Kings chapter 20, verse 30, says, but the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of them. Ooh-wee. God said, the ones you can't get, the ones you ain't getting, I'm gonna get them. So you're not responsible for the ones you can't get. Do what I told you to do. You ain't responsible for what you can't do, right? Do what I told you to do. Now I'm going to take care of the rest. That's how we got to do this thing. Yeah. Be in a relationship with God. Can you hear his commands if he whisper? Still small voice. But the rest fled to effect into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left. So that's the rest of them. Wiped the whole army out. And Ben-Hadad fled and went into the city, into an inner chamber. Where you think you're going, buddy? Where you going? Verse 31 says, then his servant said to him, look now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Now, they want to beg for mercy. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when the devil comes trying to beg for mercy. I keep seeing Ric Flair, you know, back in the days when he was younger, real young, you know. And they call him the dirtiest player in the game, because Ric Flair, he'll hit you under the belt, man. It's wrestling. He hit you under the belt. You're supposed to do that. He'll do something to get you disqualified, but the referee won't see it. As soon as you recover, as soon as the mugs used to recover, they'll start busting him up, and then he want to call timeout. See, your enemies going to be calling timeout. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. Get ready. I'm telling you. Your enemies going to be begging for mercy. Who I'm talking to? Uh-huh. Your enemy. Look, we reading the Bible, shall we? You got to take it personal. Hear what he's saying. Hear what the Spirit is saying and do it. All right? Check it out. So, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. We heard these kings right here, y'all. Y'all original, y'all kings, y'all sons of God. But even Jesus had a little mercy, didn't he? Yeah, we heard y'all merciful. I want to beg for mercy now. All right? So, it says, please let us put sackcloth around our waist and ropes around our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life. Wow. Please let us put sackcloth around our waist and ropes around our heads. And go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life, talking to his servants. Right? Whoever said to him, now look, we have. All right, so verse 32 says, so they wore sackcloth around their waist, put ropes around their heads. That's symbolic of them submitting, look like throwing the white flag. Let's keep reading. And came to the king of Israel and said, your servant Ben-Hadad says, please let me live. Begging for his life now. But ain't this the same one that said, man, we finna go attack them? But then he let the drunkenness, his habit, take over. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't a good habit. Gonna set them up, go get them, and get out there and get drunk, and then get turned over. Now you begging for your life, because you ran up on the right one. Yeah, y'all gotta know. And God gonna show Satan, and he already know too, but God showing them again, reminding him, there ain't no punks over here in the kingdom of God, cuz. You just evil, Satan, that's all. And people attracted to that evil because they think evil is hard, because Satan done made righteous look soft. He done made righteousness and the right thing look soft. He made, when people think of Jesus, they don't even look at him right. They think he's soft, and they think he's pale skin, and all that. They hate him, and so they hate the white man. You see what I'm saying? But God, yes, sir, he's still alive. And he still got some believers. And he said them young leaders, yeah, this that generation. We up in here too. And God is grooming us and getting us ready. We up in here. We ready. We just waiting on him. We going with him. All right? So, want to beg for mercy. Let me live. And he said, is he still alive? Is he still alive while he begging his life? Ben-Hadad says, please let me live. And he said, is he still alive? He is, my brother. Now, the men were watching closely to see whether any sign of mercy would come from him. And they quickly grasped at this word and said, your brother, Ben-Hadad? So he is my brother, is what he said. Is he still alive? He is my brother. Wow. So verse 33 says, hey, your brother, Ben-Hadad. So he said, go bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and he had him come up into the chariot.
Uh-oh. Let's see what's going on here.
Verse 34 says, so Ben-Hadad said to him, the cities which my father took from your father I will restore. It's going to be some restoration going on. Your enemies, yeah, the ones that let Satan use them, I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you get a phone call, text message, a message, something, asking for mercy. And they done ran up on the right one. They forgot you had that faith in God. So I will restore all the cities that my father took. And you may set up marketplaces for yourself. Set up businesses for yourself in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria. Then Ahab said, I will send you away with this treaty. So he made a treaty with him. Made peace with him. So he made a treaty with him and sent him away. Now, verse 35 says, now a certain man of the sons of the prophet said to his neighbor, by the word of the Lord, strike me, please. And the man refused to strike him. This is a prophet. A certain man of the sons of the prophet. He is a certain man of the sons of the prophets. So his daddy a prophet. So their spirit or what have you is on him too. He said to his neighbor, though, by the word of the Lord, strike me, please. Hit me. And the man refused to strike him. Because, we got to have a reason. It's kind of hard to hit somebody just because they say hit. Hit me. No, I don't want to. Right? Why? Why? You ain't did nothing to me. So he refused to strike him. Verse 36 says, then he said to him, because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, surely as soon as you depart from me, a lion shall kill you. And as soon as he left, a lion found him and killed him. Now, do you see how real prophets are? If you ever come across a real prophet, don't take what they say lightly. Yeah, okay. A real one. Don't take what they say lightly. They speaking from God. All right. Verse 37 says, and he found another man and said, strike me, please. So the man struck him, inflicting a wound. So this one said, I ain't got no problem. He must have heard about that lion, too. They killed the one who didn't hit him. So anyway, it says, verse 38 says, then the prophet departed and waited for the king by the road and disguised himself with a bandage over his eyes. Verse 39, 1 Kings chapter 20 says, now as the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, your servant went out into the midst of the battle. And there a man came over and brought a man to me and said, guard this man. If by any means he is missing, your life shall be for his life. Your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver. Okay. Verse 40 says, while your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, so shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it. And he hastened to take the bandage away from his eyes. And the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets. Then he said to him, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Remember, that's what we want to do in every situation. Sometimes we run into the unknown. Don't move until you know what the Lord says. Then he said, and one way to find out, read your word. He'll talk to you. Then he said to him, thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction. Now, if God say destroy it or destroy him or whatever it is, we got to destroy it. No playing around with it. I remember my mama saying she had a, they had a cat when we was real young. Because I don't remember this. We had a cat, though. We was real young, and, you know, we came up on the rough side of the mountain. Yes, sir. So we had a little situation here. Had a little a mouse in the house. And we had a cat, too, though. But she said the cat would do this. He would go catch the mouse, jump on it. This is what the cat would do. Go jump on the mouse, slap him around a little bit, then let it go. Then catch it again, go jump on it. Slap it around a little bit, let it go. Look, God said, I told you to destroy, utterly destroy this mug. You're going to let him make a treaty with him, huh? So, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, and you always want to obey God, that's important right here. After you let the man slip whom I appointed to utter destruction. Y'all wiping everybody else out. How you going to let him slip, man? He the one that plotted against you. Therefore, your life shall go for his and your people for his people. So the king of Israel went to his house sullen and displeased and came to Samaria. Now, I got to, before we go to this praise break, yes, sir, I got to know what sullen is. S-U-L-L-E-N. Must be sad, disappointed, oh, gloomy, bad-tempered, sulky, sour, glum, resentful. Hey, sullen, should have did what the Lord said. Not okay to disobey. Uh-oh, I like that. It is not okay to disobey, G-O-D, because God is always going to tell us the right thing to do, man. A lot of times we don't understand it. You know what I'm talking about? But always make sure you're listening for what the Lord is saying. This is what the Lord says. One guaranteed way that God going to speak to you. But sometimes he get quiet. You know what I'm talking about? He'll get quiet on you. You won't see him moving like you seen him moving yesterday. You might, you know, he get quiet, but he's still there. You know what I'm saying? One guaranteed way, though. He going to talk to you. The word of God. Pick it up. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Part 1, 1 Kings chapter 20. Part 2, when we come back, Jeremiah chapter 37. Yeah. Jeremiah 37. When we come back, appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, my. Tell my story, you crazy. You ain't touching me. Let him stay. Let him stay. Oh, glory to you, yes, my. Tell my story, you crazy. You ain't touching me. Let him stay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, glory to you, yes, my. systematic killing of a person, they mission. My mission coming clear, Christ open my eyes. I promise for the Lord, know the devil is fine. But I don't care, yeah, battling the powers of the air that determine me. Usually I shut it down and loose, but ain't learning me. Matter of fact, cooking in the booth, he afraid of me. Plain to see, look what Jesus dealt with me. Friend is knowing, friend is old, writing editorial. Just to wrap it in the booth, feeling so victorious. Glory and historical, miracle to oracle. I be in the hood, shooting videos, critical. Why they trying to run around, come play? I'ma take the opportunity to murder Satan. Know my destiny is in the hands of the Lord. I'm dedicated to the gospel and I pray for the hospital that comes from it.
Tell my soul is you crazy. You ain't touching my life.
We need something more, something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Simple things that we aspire toward. We're made for more than just telling stories of, you know, how much money we can get from selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be. Man, we need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
Yeah. Oh, what's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, we on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy. Yeah. Hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy. Little buddy. All right. So, we just finished 1 Kings chapter 20. That was part one. And we learned, we saw the theme of what the Lord says. Yeah. Learn to do what the Lord says in every situation. Do what the Lord says. You know what I'm talking about? We also seen that and recognize that God ain't no punk. Yeah, he's not a coward. Neither are his followers. Neither are the followers of Jesus Christ. The ones who follow Jesus from their hearts. Yeah, love God with all of their hearts, all of their souls, all of their mind, all of their strength, and loving the neighbors as themselves, and you know, those are the ones that hear the word and does what he says. Oh, excuse me, hear and do. All right, so 1 Kings chapter 20, we did that. Let's go to part two, which will be Jeremiah chapter 37. Jeremiah chapter 37 is behind Kings, so way behind, you know, a few books behind 1 Kings. So Jeremiah chapter 37, see what's going on over here. Yeah, do what the Lord says. Don't be no punk. And we learned that, yeah, also your enemy's gonna be begging for mercy. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to restore some stuff. Yeah. When God says he'll make your enemies flee, they'll come before you one way and they'll flee before you seven ways. When God says he'll spread a table before you in the presence of your enemies, anoint your head with oil, yeah, your cup run over, he ain't playing. Just be cuckoo enough to believe him. You know what I'm talking about? It's got to be out of my mind to believe what God is saying, because this world's saying something else, and the world's got a big old influence, right? And God, his influence is the best of, even if he's speaking a still small voice, because his voice, hey, he can speak and show you that power, and he can speak, and you can hear him if he whispers. Can he whisper? Can you still hear and do what he says? Jeremiah chapter 37, verse number one. It says, now King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. Okay? Talking about Zedekiah. Verse 2 says, but neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah is a prophet
of God, speaking what the Lord says. Now, just imagine speaking what the Lord says, and you're speaking what the Lord says, you know he's saying it, and it's speaking some bad things because of the behavior of the people, but they ain't listening to you, though. You're delivering the message, but they ain't studying what you're talking about. But you got to still do that because you on assignment from God. So they not listening. Verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 37, but neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. They not listening to God. Verse 3 says, yeah, you got to watch the mugs, all the popular ones, because people are not listening to God. So don't be looking at, they see, the devil try to condition us, talking about numbers don't lie. No, you lying, Satan. Especially if the numbers coming from Satan. You see what I'm saying? Now, just because they famous and got a lot of folks looking at them and all this, that, and the other, don't mean they right. Mm-hmm. Because you got to be careful. We living in a world where they're not listening to God. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear something that sounds good, going to make them comfortable. You see what I'm saying? They don't want to hear the truth. So, Jeremiah chapter 37. They not listening to the words of the Lord that he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. They might not be listening to the words of the Lord that he's speaking through you and me. Verse 3 says, and Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah. So he done sent two people. Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest. So he gonna send the priest. And he sent them to the prophet, the priest, and somebody else. Who is it? Is it okay? And then say who Jehukal was. So he sent two people, though. And one of them is a priest. And he sent them to the prophet, Jeremiah, saying, pray now to the Lord our God for us. Coming to Jeremiah. Pray now to the Lord our God for us. Y'all ain't listening, though, is you? Let's keep reading, y'all. Verse number 4 says, now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. So he's not locked up yet. Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt. Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt. And when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Verse 6 says, then the word of the Lord, there it is again, the word of the Lord that is standing out to us, because the word of the Lord is outstanding. You know what I'm talking about? So then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, this is what the Lord is saying, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, look, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire, because they had some vain help, right? Yeah, they called on the army, the Pharaoh, instead of God, his army. So God letting them know, well, they're going to change their mind. They was coming to help you. You called them to help you, but they're going to change their mind and go on their own land. And then the same ones who just ran from them and come back and attack you. This is verse, can we read verse 7 and verse 8 again? Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 7. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Because remember, they said, go talk to the Lord our God first. Right? Behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves. This is what the Lord said. Don't trick yourselves. Don't deceive yourselves, saying the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart, because he just said they're going to come back and fight against this city, and they're going to take it, and they're going to burn it with fire. So the Lord said, don't deceive yourselves, saying the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. Y'all see them running, but I'm letting you know they're going to come back. Mm-hmm. For though you had defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remain only wounded men among them, they would rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire. So I don't care how you try to change this outcome, it's going to come out like this. That's what God is saying. Now remember, they didn't want to listen to God. So it's the total opposite when you listen to God. You get all them blessings on the other side, you know. So verse 11 says, and it happened when the army of the Chaldeans left the siege of Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to claim his property there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard, right, the chief soldier, was there, whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, you are defecting to the Chaldeans. So he taken Jeremiah, put the cuffs on him, lock him up, right? Then Jeremiah said, false. I am not defecting to the Chaldeans. But he did not listen to him. So Irijah seized Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Now y'all see how they have been locking folks up. Yeah. And these are people that was innocent. So they will lock innocent people up too. Jeremiah had nothing to do with it. He let them know, I'm innocent. They'll tell you that you're innocent till proven guilty, but they'll show you that you're guilty till you're proven innocent. Mm-hmm. Over here in America, KKK, they will tell you that you're innocent till proven guilty, but they'll show you that you're guilty till proven innocent if you blackmail. Y'all said it and I mean it. I live over here. Y'all know how it go. Yeah, for real. All right, so Jeremiah chapter 37. Yeah, but God. He ain't listening to Jeremiah when Jeremiah saying, I ain't defecting to nothing. I just came over here to get my property. You know what I'm saying? Verse 15, though. It says, therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. Hit the man, striking him, you know, beating him, put him in prison. And all he doing is what God told him to do. Now remember, this honors God if you get treated like this for doing what God says. This is what honors God. This is what lets God's people count it all joy when we go through stuff. You see what I'm saying? And we suffer for his name's sake. All right? So therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah. They struck him and put him in prison. Put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. Verse 16 says, when Jeremiah entered the dungeon and the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out after he remained there many days. Now the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. So they know Jeremiah is a prophet. Then he said, you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Come over here in secret and talk to me. What? Is there any word from the Lord? Yeah, there is a word from the Lord. Here go the word. You shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Verse 18, moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, what offense have I committed against you, against your servants, or against this people that you have put me in prison? What you locking me up for? Beating on me and carrying on. Verse 19 says, where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying the king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land? Yeah, where them false prophets at? Lock them up. Don't lock the real ones up. Don't stop the truth. Don't stop your ears up to the truth. Because the truth gonna always be around. You need to learn how to stop your ears up to the lies and all this evil. Choose life, not death. Yeah, choose life. Choose Christ. Not death. That's choosing evil, being bad. Oh, man. Call them old false prophets. Therefore, please Hear now, O my Lord the King, please let my petition be accepted before you, and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Because I ain't got no business being in there, man. Because remember, Jeremiah came to the land of Benjamin in verse 12 to claim his property. And then this captain of the guard, because this is the one that, you know, no guard, he over all the guards. So what you going to do if he lock you up? What the guard going to do? Because it's the captain. You see what I'm saying? Going to lock that man up. Verse 21, Jeremiah 37 says, then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison. Don't put him in a dungeon. Put him in the court. Don't put him in the top security. Put him in the lighter security. Yeah, they got them in real jails. You know what I'm saying? Maximum security and moderate security and light. Yeah, all that. So King Zedekiah commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread. So he coming up already. God, turning it around. Give him a daily piece of bread from the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. That sounds good. I want some city from the baker's street. Not if I got to go to prison to get it, though. But does Jeremiah remain in the court of the prison? So God is already with him. And anytime you're in trouble, now remember, now we are more than conquerors. So we got it under false pretense, talking about God won't put more on us than we can bear. Now it says go, you know, they took some stuff. They took torture. You read Hebrews 11, you'll see what people went through. You see what I'm saying? Job himself had to lose. He lost all his children. You see what I'm saying? Lost all his money and businesses and backup and everything. His wife against him. You see what I'm saying? Then he got sick, sores on him. He ain't do nothing. You see what I'm saying? But God, we belong to God. And God can test us. You see what I'm saying? Job couldn't even sleep. Because he said, when I sleep, you give me nightmares. He was talking to God. So, yeah, man, we got to read this word and we got to understand it. And I heard this dude said today, he was like, man, we be trying to get through the word. Like trying to get through the word in a year. He said, we need to let the word get through to us. Rather it take 10 years or whatever, let the word get through to us, man. Stop trying to rush through the Bible like it's a regular book, man. That's why y'all ain't got no power, man. We more than conquerors through Christ. Spend some time with God and get that power for real, man. Put Satan on the run. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. That was part two, Jeremiah chapter 37. Part three, when we come back, will be Matthew chapter 19. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew chapter 19 when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
The whole nine, I mean the robbing, the dealing, the mugging, the clubbing, the premarital loving, the type to put one in the oven, but I wasn't trying to be the husband. Sin was Lord, and I always obeyed the master. It told me sell drugs just to get the paper faster. Let me go to church for wit and let me imitate the pastor. It only let me imitate my favorite rapper. So the deal was, I grew up doing the ill stuff. We'll fight the cops so they threw on the steel cuffs. Go in, do my bid, like the Mac when it was done. Say, cool out, kid, I'll be back. But lately there's been some friction. I've been feeling sort of sick from this heart condition. It's an unusual affliction. When I do wrong, that's when it kicks in.
From your description, you know it sounds like conviction.
I knew something was going wrong when I bumped into a kid so soft, I thought his name should be Pumpkin. Recognizing he was a weaker type of creature, I decided to take his beeper and his speakers. You could tell for this kid that a fight was a rare sport, cause with ease I held him up like flights at an airport. He bleeded.
Don't take my beeper, I need it.
And
I'm a sneak, let me keep my brand new Adidas.
That's what signs of the sickness manifested. My mindset
be nice and do what the
Superman suggested. I broke down like a fraction, gave him back what I took away like subtraction. I'm puzzled and I'm struggling through this distraction. The reciprocal on my typical reaction. Yeah, I blast him, I made tracks and then a flashback happened. That's when the rugged me kicked back in. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. The last week I was in my dad's black Jeep, rolling mad deep with mad feet, smashing the back seat. We took a back street, a Pontiac tried to pass me. I sped up and made a crash by the trash heap. The accident was nasty, if you asked me. I would've laughed, but then it happened again, the thing that's harassed me. Oh no, not again. I had hurt a lot of men, but never felt bad before, even when I shot a friend for ease. I thought I should step to the weed spot, cause I was losing my cool like melted freeze pop. My knees knocked as my conscious eavesdrop, found the weak spot and said,
you spend too much, please stop.
Deep dark situation as it gets deeper, I started getting second thoughts about getting the reefer. But what scared me was this internal reasoning. It was God teaching, man, and you're not teasing him. This was hard to follow like food without seasoning. Me believing him, I'd rather not breathe again before receiving him. You would see a turtle beat a rabbit and a cheetah and a 100 meters, friend, that's all. That was the last straw. I was ready to blast off to a place I didn't have enough cash for. But with the swiftness, the sickness turned up the pigeon with the quickness. I felt they clutched me like a thick shit.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals.
You have no idea just how absurd it is, but check the word of this witness. Now get this, I heard of this. Proved after writ rhyme, murderously, but I heard it would be Christian. I thought as furthest can be, and churches to me can make the hard rocks feel nervous. But I went cause I heard this would be an outdoor service. I got there and saw mad youth, not in the mad truth. Rocking mad hats and boots and not plaid suits. Ass truth crashed through, my heart ached like a bad tooth. This hard rock got soft for them brown spots on bad fruit. I came with a heart of stone like a statue. Then the rap group got under my skin like a tattoo. They rapped about a man dying, and I was crying. They said he died so I could be saved like Private Ryan. We all could see through him morbidly, he's a lion. Coming to rule from Zion with a scepter of iron. Trying to hold back, kids that wanted to flow jack, couldn't control that. It felt like my soul cracked in half, and Jesus started looking much bigger than drugs or liquor, or thugs pulling the trigger. And it was the first bed I ever felt so cursed, and next to one so perfect, my soul thirsted to worship. Scuffling, tussling, my feathers, he ruffled them. I tried to duck him in, tried to get back to my hustling. I must have been affected more than I could have imagined, cause that's been all I could think about since it happened.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals.
Jesus.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down. Up and down.
For the world like a polar cap, never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back, always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat. But before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat, then overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland. From your family eating to family meeting potluck, you was used to feasting, then the famine popped up. One day you got a milli, next you try to get a 10, ATM says you silly, you really need to know how to roll with seasons. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reason.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Get ready for the season, cause it's going down.
You know what's coming,
looking up to Jesus,
just be ready. You can go from a Benz to a Buick, from a Buick to avenge. From the fringe to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends, you with all the friends, you with all the ends. You can bruise them all and lose it all. You can fall to sin if you should fall, repent. Be conscious, it's most death of reconciling power, which is the monster asked Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and the heat. Straight remedy to hate him and to split up family. Don't get beside yourself, better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save you is the same grace to keep you. In the pages of the word God breathes, we see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on top when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the cut, one time was on the seas. That's why we in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keeps from falling, but when we fall, we'll seek up the comeback. Abase, I don't know how to bound. That means in feast or famine, little or much, I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.
Yeah, still in the building. Yeah, all God's children. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. As we going into part 3, wrapping it on up. Matthew chapter 19. Let's go. Matthew chapter number 19, and starting at verse number 1. I'm not trying to beat the clock. We got 16 minutes left live on the broadcast. If we have to go over, we may just go over. But let's just go see how God gonna do this thing. Matthew chapter 19, if it's still there, starting at verse 1. Again, we appreciate everybody tuning in to get this Jesus. If you're tuned in to get this Jesus, appreciate you. God's blessings to you. In the almighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. All right, Matthew chapter number 19. I'm still turning the pages, so give you a few more seconds to get there. Chapter number 19. Verse 1 says, now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings,
that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, Jesus himself. Now, Jesus is God with us. Jesus, one of his names is Emmanuel. And when Emmanuel is translated, it means God with us. Jesus is God with us, not a God with us, but he's God with us. There's only one God, the God. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care what they say, you know, gods and stuff. No, we're talking about God himself, the God. Right? Our God is the God, the one and only. Jesus, the Lord, right? Over all of us in a human body. Remember, this is God. So he is perfect. He never sinned. He never messed up, never made the wrong choice. We all fall short. Jesus doesn't. That's why we need him so much, and we follow him. Matthew chapter 19, verse 2 says, and great multitudes followed him, followed Jesus. Satan got us following each other, don't he? Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter. What is it? You name it. TikTok. Yeah, you name it. Where else you got followers at? Games. Make sure you following Jesus. All your followers to Jesus. Jesus, too. The ones you following, point them to Jesus. That's right. So great multitudes, though. There's a lot of people. Great multitudes followed him, him being Jesus. And he healed them there. He healed them. And then the haters. Verse 3. The Pharisees. That's a hater. Right, a group of haters also came to him, testing him up. See, they coming to him not to get healed, but they coming to him testing him, saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Now, he over there healing the multitude. Now, they follow him, he healing them there. And here come these mother asking him something about a man and his wife. And can he just divorce him for any reason? Man, you got nothing to do with Jesus. You know, what are you doing, man? You know. Anyway, verse 4, Jesus, look how Jesus handled this. Still took our time. And it says, and he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, number one? Remember, take God's word over what man is saying. I don't care what kind of law they writing in here. It still ain't changing what God says. They can try to change it all they want to. The truth is the truth. So, verse 5, Matthew chapter 19, all right? Oh, we're in verse 4, I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 4, Matthew chapter 19. And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them, God made all of us, all right? We all got to answer to him. He who made them at the beginning made them male and female. That's it. He didn't make no trans nothing. God made you either you're a male or God made you a female. That's it. At the beginning, he made them male and female. They weren't coming out with all this transgender and hermaphrodite and two parts and all that, right? That's as man grew under the curse. This is where all this other stuff come from. So at the beginning, though, God who made us, he made all of us either male or female. That's it. I don't care what they're trying to say. We're going to go by what God said and what God already said before they start talking. Yeah, before they was little bitty babies, God already said what he said. All right, before these mothers that's making the law these days, God been said what he said. All right, verse 5. Matthew chapter 19 says, and said, so he made a male and female from the beginning, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Now, I heard this dude say it today. He was like, man, we over here in America, we talking about 18, get on out there and make it. 20, 21, get out there and make it. He said he made a good point. He said Isaac didn't leave the house. He was about 40 years old. Because it says, look right here. It ain't saying what America says. We talking about what Jesus says. For this reason, for what God said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother. That's when you leave and be joined to his wife.
That's when you leave. A man shall leave his father and mother. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's unheard of, that, because we under this American stuff. You better get under this God stuff. Jesus is the Lord. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. If they was focusing on righteous stuff and focusing on being a wife and stuff, they wouldn't be fighting for abortions. Uh-oh. Burn them. For real. Ain't nobody playing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's all it is. You want to stand up for rights to be wrong, just like the homosexuals want to stand up for rights to be wrong. Now, if they that bold and they standing up for rights to be wrong, how you going to be scared and you right? You mean to tell me y'all ain't going to stand up for rights and you right? That's how God do this. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against Satan, the already defeated foe. Yeah, this ain't no punk stuff. This is sons of God stuff, because of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah. So, we're in Matthew chapter 19. Verse 6, so then they are no longer two but one flesh when they join together. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. And that's what man been trying to do. Man been trying to separate. You let God. Yeah. What God has joined together, don't let man, human, separate you. God joined you together with him through your faith. Don't let man with his philosophies and his opinions and all the science and books and stuff separate you from God, number one. Be joined to him just like a man and his wife joined together. Gotta have God first, though, before you, that man and wife, the husband and his wife, before you get to each other. Make sure both of y'all got God. You know what I'm talking about? Well, at least one of y'all, because you can lead the other one. Therefore, what God has joined together, don't let man separate it. Verse 7 says, they said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? Now they questioning what Jesus is telling them. Because why? They don't want to listen and do what Jesus telling them, man. Folks just want to do what they want to do. That's why it's a bunch of confusion right now in this world, 2022 Babylon. You know, with coronavirus and all this stuff. They still babbling on and trying to go back to normal with all this abnormal stuff. You see what I'm saying? How you going back to normal and having children, talking about they can be genderless now? And how you normal and letting a male, talking about he a female, and compete with the females and winning all the stuff? Man, get out of here with this corruptness in this backwards world. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew chapter 19, we're trying to finish it up. You might have to, you know what I'm saying, chop it up in half. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Matthew chapter number 19, verse 8 says, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. See what I'm saying? Because of the hardness of your hearts, because they didn't want to listen to Moses either. Moses getting the oracles of God on the mountain, right? They ain't want to listen to that. They going to make a God and all that. But anyway, verse 8, Matthew chapter 19, and it says, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning, it was not so. He permitted you to do it because God got grace and mercy, right? But from the beginning, it was not so. Verse 9 says, and I say to you, this is what I'm saying to you now. Jesus is talking. They want to come to him. All right, let him answer you now. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality. So if you divorce your wife for any reason except for sexual immorality, okay, it says and marries another, you commit an adultery. The only reason. You allow divorce because God hates divorce. So here's the mercy in it, except for sexual immorality. She tipped out the door on you, cuz. Or he tipped out the door on you, girl. Woman. Except for sexual immorality and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Y'all see the definition of adultery? Marriage and divorce and all this. Jesus talking to him. after he done healed some folks, they come to him asking him about marriage and divorce and all this stuff. So verse 10 says, his disciples said to him, if such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry. This is what the disciples says. And then Jesus said in verse 11, but he said to them, all cannot accept this saying. Everybody can't accept this, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs, and this is what these transgenders, I heard a transgender person try to use it. This was years ago on the radio before they got this far. So I'm talking about he was trying to use this scripture to justify himself. Now check this out. It says there are eunuchs who were born thus, or who were born this way from their mother's womb. And there are eunuchs, don't worry, he's going to tell you what a eunuch is in a minute. There are eunuchs, in case you don't know, who were made eunuchs by men. Yeah, made eunuchs by men. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake, though. In other words, you know, in a nutshell, cutting off the private part, yeah. A male virgin. Okay, that's verse 12. For there are eunuchs who were born thus from their mother's womb, born this way. And there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. Got them right there, right? He tried to justify it because he didn't want to go this far right here. Here go the part where God accept. There are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake, though. Not for their own sake. Not for evil. Right? For the kingdom of heaven's sake. Who is able to accept it, let him accept it. Because everybody don't want to accept it, right? Cutting off all that sexual activity. Uh-huh. Verse 13 says, then little children were brought to him. See, he ain't sugarcoating nothing, because here come the little children. After he done talked about this, so little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. Yeah, put his hands on them and pray, not put his hand on them and molest them like some of these leaders who y'all look up to and go vote for. Uh-oh. Is he in the building or what? Yes, sir. Yeah, put his hands on them and pray for them. Maybe if they still kept praying in school, then these little children wouldn't be getting shot with these scary police. Ain't doing nothing. Talking about they protecting the terror. Boy, all y'all need to turn your badge in and you'll go get another career for standing over there and letting those children get shot by one dude. And y'all armed. And y'all shoot an unarmed black male with the quickness. An unarmed. But every time there's somebody else shooting, y'all go lock them up, huh? Yeah, see, you know they some cowards then. If they shooting unarmed people and then when it's time for them to go to war and shoot somebody, even with the Batman movie and all that. This dude killing folks. They lock him up. Bro, come on, bro. He's shooting. Black men walking down the street. They put... All right, y'all know how it go. Plenty of stories over here in America, KKK, for that. But God, Matthew chapter number 19. I was trying to finish it up, but I don't know if we're going to finish it or I'm going to have to chop it up. And I see we do have a phone call, too, from 443. So I'm about to take this phone call. And we was in Matthew chapter number 19. Let me read verse 14 before we come to you, 443. Let me read verse 14 and verse 15. Finish up talking about Jesus putting his hands on little children to pray for them, not to pray on them. You're like the Pope, poop, and the rest of them. Yeah, y'all know it. All them priests and stuff. Okay. Hallelujah. Anyhow, though. To God be all his glory. Verse 14 says, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Yeah, stop corrupting them and making them evil. Let them come to Jesus. Bring Jesus back in school. Y'all don't want to invite him into nothing, though, huh? On a godless world, okay, this is what you get when you push God out of everything. The wicked will be turned into hell, and all the nations, every nation, all the nations that forget God. Gonna be turned into hell too. What you think? Jesus still over here saying, let the little children come to me and do not be, it says, do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. You want your children safe? Bring them to Jesus. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We're gonna pause it right there and go to this phone call and we'll pick up next time. in Matthew chapter 19 and continue. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew chapter 19. All right. Caller from 443, area code. Unmute your phone. You on live. When hip hop meets
Christ.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Good.
I thought it was a, I think it was a good lesson, man. And I was just listening on, you know, you briefly talked about marriage. You talked about divorce. You talked about a lot of interesting, good things. I just wanted to say that I wanted to add to that when he was talking about marriage. Culturally, you know, and, you know, as they were sojourning, yeah, Isaac didn't leave to, you know, his father found his wife. You know, it was a whole system, you know, and I think sometimes we've gotten away from that. You know, they had arranged marriages, you know. There was a dowry system.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole system they had in place to ensure that
right.
you try to ensure that you found the right kind of person to marry. And as time went on, you know, people have gotten away from those things. Even with the children of Israel, as they was following Moses, you will see that they forsook some of the customs. They even forsook circumcision in the days of Joshua. So you can see how they began to, as they left Egypt, they began to abandon some of their traditions. So I just wanted to say, you know, and you talked about how 18, young, you know, 18, but we're in a society in a city. You know, the laws in the city is different than laws in the rural area. So,
right.
I mean, that's just practical. So as Abraham was sojourning out in the wilderness, that's out. He was not under any type of government authority.
Okay.
And then you talked about that with the police. And, you know, you covered a lot of different areas.
I mean,
And so, you know, you're talking about how the police has failed us, which they have. And because they're supposed to protect and serve, and that's not what they're doing. But then, I don't know how old you are, but when you study the history of the police were not established for that purpose. They were established to catch runaway slaves. So if we're honest, that's why they were established. So they're really doing what they're supposed to do, if you look at it that way.
You're right. They just put it out there, protect and serve, so we could think that. That's that mind stuff, bro. The mind games they want to play with us, man. But I appreciate you, bro, listening and calling in. I appreciate your patience, too. You know what I'm saying? And where you calling from, bro, if you don't mind?
Well, I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland, all right, dude. That's what's happening, bro. Much love to you, bro. From Georgia.
Yeah, where you at? Oh, you from Georgia? Oh,
Diane,
yeah. I went to school down in Georgia. What part?
Okay, cool. Right outside of A-Town, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's the A-Town, too.
Atlanta,
right past Six Flags. Yeah, Atlanta,
I used to live in Athens.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to Athens. I need to go up there. I ain't been in a minute, but I used to go back there when I was young, bro. It was great. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I appreciate you calling in, though, bro.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right, man. Good talking to you. For sure, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. We about to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? Through it all, hey, put your trust in God, man. Keep faith in God. You got to, man. You can't. You see, man, everything man made is falling apart, right? If you ain't seen this in 2020, what they say, vision? We can see clearly, man. If you ain't seen this, that you got to put your faith in something other than man, which is the God. You know what I'm talking about? In the name of Jesus, we'll holler at you next time. Peace. Lost.
Exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt